Welcome to In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash, donate, fundage, keep free speech alive for your children and grandchildren. This is your Friday night health and wellness broadcast, where we cover all things healthy and wealthy, and some things that are not healthy and wealthy that you should avoid. What are those things, maybe you should ask? Well, how about, first of all, the deadly COVID jab and the boosters. Apparently, in Canada, a female has dropped dead at her local drugstore just minutes after taking the very safe and effective COVID booster jab. That's right. In Canada, LifeSite News, Canadian woman dropped dead at her local pharmacy only minutes after getting a COVID booster jab. As reported by the Western Standard on September 14th, the now deceased Carol Pierce went to her local Shoppers Drug Mart in Saskatoon, where she got a COVID booster shot. While waiting there for the mandatory 15-minute post-jab rest period, Pierce dropped dead before she hit the floor, according to Shoppers and Drug Mart workers. Pierce had been texting her daughter, Stephanie Foster, right after she had received the jabs. According to Foster, only a short while after her mom had told her that she received the shot, she fell to the floor dead. It was right after that they said she dropped dead before she hit the floor. That's what the docs have told us. According to the family, Pierce was in good overall health. Her family is now alleging that she died from the COVID jabs. The daughter says, "My beautiful mother's life was taken yesterday by the COVID booster shot. She had no medical issues at all." Foster, whom in the text chat told her mom she did not want another jab, said that Pierce's death, should have never happened. Had they known what they were shooting into us, my mom would still be here. The Saskatchewan Ministry of Health is denying that Pierce died from getting the COVID jab. The Twitter user named Heart for Truth went in person to the Shoppers Drug Mart to record an undercover video and inquire from the pharmacists if they had seen anyone have a bad reaction to the COVID jabs. Video footage documents the Twitter user being told by the pharmacists that they were ordered not to comment on what happened to Pierce. According to Heart for Truth, a friend had seen firsthand what happened to Pierce. Autopsy data shows a close association between the COVID mRNA jabs and heart inflammation, more so than between the COVID virus itself and heart issues. Also, according to two recent medical studies from Europe, blood damage explains the many harmful impacts of the shot. The approval of the jabs for babies in Canada comes even though over 400 doctors, scientists, and professionals just declared a medical crisis due to disease and health associated and death with the COVID-19 vaccines. The COVID jab trials have never produced evidence that the vaccines stop infection or transmission. In fact, evidence suggests that the jabs no longer even reduce severe symptoms, especially considering the ever-changing viral variants, and that they are harming more people than helping. So also, we have tranny news along with your vax news. We always have to include the trannies, of course. And we followed this case in Texas where a father had his children taken from him because the mother wanted to transition his sons. And this guy's name is Jeff Youngers. Well, even worse now, a woman judge orders Jeff Young's sons to be forcibly tranified by the ex-wife. Jeff Younger, who has been battling for custody of his twin boys for years, fears that a recent court decision will allow his ex-wife to move to California to circumvent a prior ruling and chemically castrate the twins. Younger's ex-wife, Ann Gorgulius, has treated their now 10-year-old son, James, like a girl since he was three, calling him Luna and clothing him in dresses and presenting him at school as a girl. Amid a legal battle that granted her full custody of the children in 2021, the ex-wife admitted multiple times under oath that she intends to transition James to a girl. Younger argues that his ex-wife led James to socially present as a girl before he was mature enough to understand his implications. He previously explained to LifeSite News that James presented as a boy when he was younger, and a former LifeSite reporter who met James observed that he has the energy and spirit of a young boy and engaged in typical boy behaviors, including wrestling. Dallas District Judge Mary Brown ruled on September 21st that Gorgulius, the ex-wife, can move James and his twin brother, Jude, anywhere in the U.S., and that she is not to disclose the future location to their father if she does not want to. She is currently located in the Dallas area, as is Younger. Moreover, any of Younger's visits to his children would have to be supervised in the county in which the children will reside, according to the ruling. As Jeff Morgan, a family law reform activist, explained in a YouTube video, Jeff Younger told LifeSite News that his ex-wife testified under oath that she intends to move to California to transition the child. California has passed a bill that essentially prevents enforcement of other states' laws that would penalize individuals from obtaining gender-affirming care that is legal in California, according to the Epoch Times. As soon as she's there for a year, my sons will become citizens of California, said Jeff Younger. And then it becomes legal for them to castrate James. So they'll chemically castrate him. Younger told the Epoch Times that he intends to file an emergency stay in response to the 21st of September court order and will ask that a previous jury verdict allowing 50-50 custody and no child support be reaffirmed. In 21, Judges Brown gave full custody of the parents' twins to the ex-wife, Georgilis, in a temporary order after Younger was late in making child support payments, medical support, and interest. He paid his past due support only after the motion for enforcement was filed. So this is all nonsense. They're basically saying this guy was late on child support. He's probably like draining his bank account to try to take care of his sons because this evil, wicked witch has stolen his children from him, his young sons, and are trying to tyrannify them. I mean, if this isn't a testimony to the treachery and the evil, the pure evil of the modern female, I don't know what is. Both the female judge and this dyke that's trying to take his sons away and castrate, literally castrate them, willing to move to another state, to California, to do this. It is no world for the man out there. This society, this wicked and perverse demonic society, has empowered women, Jews, trannies, faggots, to all rule over us. And if you do anything about it, the courts will come in and take your children. And if you really protest it and get out in the streets and get in a little tussle, they'll send the FBI to your home. This is the world that we live in. Hate to be such a black pillar on health and wellness. I hope that maybe we can get into a little bit more healthier topics as I go to the West Kentucky news section. And here, holding in my currently nicotine stained hands, I have the West Kentucky News newspaper sitting on the back porch. Beautiful fall day, leaves falling. Just the perfect weather out. I want to read from you My Two Cents by editor Teresa Ann Pearson. And this is Foraging Sweet Gum Balls. In each article, I've done these foraging series articles, and they've been unusually both edible and medicinal. Some are just medicinal, and most have been things that people do not even know are useful. We have lost the knowledge of these plants that God has given us. Most have been wild plants, and a few have been trees, like this one. You know those little balls in the yard that hurt your feet when you step on them? Yeah, I kind of like those, but anyway. We used to throw those at our friends when we were going over to each other's house. Put them in our slingshots. Anyway, those are the balls off of a sweet gum tree. Most people hate them, but if we just knew what a good use they would serve, maybe we wouldn't hate them so much. While they're not edible, the balls can double as spiky mulch to keep animals away from young plants. You can even get creative and use them to make holiday balls for bowls. The sweet gum is actually an important timber tree. Among the hardwoods, it is second in production only to the oaks. Sweet gum wood is used to make veneer, plywood, cabinets, and furniture. The gum from these trees has been used as a chewing gum and even employed to concoct medicines and salves to cure a variety of ailments, treat wounds, and serve as an important ingredient and adhesive. At one time, the tree's twigs were even used as toothbrushes. In spring, the sweet gum provides a source of nectar for the ruby-throated hummingbird and other nectar feeders. You also might be surprised to learn that sweet gum is a host plant for more than 30 species of butterflies and moths. This list includes one of our largest and most stunning moths, the Luna. Many of the medicinal properties of sweet gum are derived from the resinous sap that exudes when the outer bark of the tree has been damaged. The sap, known as storax, has been used for centuries to treat common ailments such as skin problems, coughs, and ulcers. More recently, storax has proven to be a strong antimicrobial agent, even against multi-drug-resistant bacteria such as methicillin-resistant staphylococcus aureus. In addition to the sap, the leaves, bark, and seeds of the sweet gum also possess beneficial compounds such as ascorbic acid, the active ingredient in Tamiflu, and antiviral drug effective against severe influenza viruses. When the seeds mature, they turn black. But while they are still green, they contain succinic acid, the same ingredient in Tamiflu that was originally harvested only from star anise. The best way to preserve this acid is to crush the green pods while they still have the seeds in them and make a tincture with them. One of the properties in the sweet gum balls is said to be able to help people with epilepsy. The sap has been proven to act as an antimicrobial agent. The extracts made from the sweet gum trees also have the ability to reduce fungal growth. Fungmatic antifungal activity of an essential oil can be obtained from the resin. This is one of the foraging plants and trees that I will be covering at the Wycliffe Mounds Archaeology Day in September. My husband will be flint napping there, and I will teach foraging from 9 to 3 p.m. This, according to Teresa Ann Pearson from West Kentucky News, my 2 cents, foraging sweet gum balls. Also, I saw another interesting article. Turning the pages with my nicotine-stained fingers, foods you should avoid giving your pets. So this is by Kelsey Edwards. Last week I mentioned 7 foods that you should avoid giving your pets, many of which owners do not think could affect their pets in negative ways. The experts at Animal Poison Control Center put together a list of toxic people food that you should avoid feeding your pets. Below are 7 more foods that are toxic to animals. Milk and dairy. All right. Nuts. Onions and garlic chives. Raw or undercooked meat, eggs, and bones. Raw meat and raw eggs containing bacteria such as Salmonella or E. coli could be dangerous to your pets. Salt and salty snack foods. So that I can understand that because it's just processed crap that our bodies can't really do anything with it, but their bodies certainly cannot. They were designed to eat things out in the wild. Xylitol is one thing that you find in salty snacks. Xylitol is used as a sweetener, including gum candy and baked goods and toothpaste. It can release insulin in most species, which can lead to liver failure. So yeast and dough. Don't feed that to your pets because yeast and dough will accumulate gas in your pet's digestive system. The yeast produces ethanol also as a byproduct, and a dog ingesting raw bread dough can become drunk. I didn't know that. I'm going to push back on the bones. I mean, I give my dog bones all the time, but they are bones from cooked meat. I don't ever give my dog raw meat, so I'll go with them on that, even though dogs evolved from wolves who did consume raw meat when they killed their prey. So I don't give domestic dogs raw meat. I don't give my dogs raw meat. But bones from a cooked piece of meat, yeah. Well, anyway, I hope you found these articles interesting and maybe a little bit more lighter than the last darker ones that we had. So I'll be back on the other side of the break with more health and wellness.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
When is enough enough? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. I don't care where you stand on the Ukrainian situation, an ugly situation that is far more complicated than most of us realize. I do have a question, though. How much of our tax money is enough to send? The last total I saw was $67 billion in U.S. tax money sent to aid Ukraine. To give that a little perspective, the entire military budget of Russia last year was $65.9 billion. The United States alone has sent $1.1 billion more to Ukraine than Russia spent on their entire military all of last year. Put another way, that it's $115,000 per homeless person in the United States. There is something seriously wrong with priorities of our federal government. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hey now.
Welcome back to Health and Wellness, your Friday night broadcast. I'm in plain sight. I'm your host, Jeremy, and we're going to get to another article here on vaccines. This one's sent to me by Paul from CA, winterwatch.net. The medical mafia's reckless use of aluminum as a method of debilitating the population. Aluminum is a known neurotoxin, and scientific evidence shows that it can play a significant role in neurological diseases, including dementia, autism, and Parkinson's disease. It's a highly positively charged element that attracts negative charges in the body, one primarily being crossing the brain-blood barrier. Common routes of exposure include antiperspirants, food, antacids, aluminum-based household products, and vaccines. So, by the way, I got completely off of deodorant for a couple of years and got a couple of complaints. Okay, maybe a few more than a couple. So, I did research deodorants that did not contain aluminum, and there's a lot more out there than what you think. Dr. Teal's, I'm trying that out right now. It's got a good scent. It seems to work well. I mean, mostly when I'm sweating, I'm working outside and I'm not in close proximity. So, but if I'm in proximity to someone in the summer, you know, I'll throw the old Dr. Teal's on. I'm giving that a whirl. But also vaccines, like I'm 100% anti-vax right now. And this is, you know, sort of what the article is going to deal with. I don't want to read it word for word, the entire thing. I'm going to kind of hit the highlights, but, and do a lot of commentary in between. But, vaccines, I haven't had any vaccine at all since 2013. That was the last year that I was in the Air Force and I took the flu vaccination. And of course, that's the last time I had the flu. That's the last time I was really sick. So I think there is something there. You look at the Amish and Mennonite communities, I've brought this up so many times. I mean, they don't have the levels of ADHD and autism. They don't have all of the issues that we have in our society with our children. And so I think there's something to this, you know, 100% anti-vax thing. I don't think that the Amish and Mennonites are benefiting from some sort of vaccine immunity of the populace. I think possibly they're just a benefit of living healthier lifestyles and more active. I know a lot of the modern Amish and Mennonites, as I discussed in depth one night on this show, they still go to the grocery. You know, some of the younger generations buy the processed food, which they shouldn't do. But they come from, you got to understand, even though the modern generation is like failing, they come from a genetic stock of people that have maintained the same way of life that we have for thousands of years, right up until about 15 years ago. I never saw the Amish buying processed foods in grocery stores 15 years ago, but I have recently. So they are falling away. But what, the point that I'm making is that you have a much healthier stock of human being, much healthier children. They don't hit puberty as young. And I think that these vaccines and avoiding processed foods, at least generationally, is the cause of this, is the benefit. So back to the article. As a general rule of thumb, live vaccines will contain aluminum. Only vaccines made with killed, inactivated viruses, so-called toxoid vaccines, may have it. And this goes for both childhood and adult vaccines. The website vaccinereaction.org provide the particulars on the substance. Aluminum is used as a vaccine adjuvant, a substance that when mixed with an antigen form of a virus or bacteria, elicits a greater inflammatory immune response and theoretically a higher response of protective antibodies. Okay. Now comes a new study from the Physicians for Informed Consent challenging a flawed report from the FDA that published a paper in 2011 to address concerns about aluminum exposure from vaccines in infants. The paper compared the aluminum exposure from vaccines in infants to a safety limit of oral aluminum determined by the ATSDR. However, this study incorrectly based its calculations on 0.78% of oral aluminum being absorbed into the bloodstream rather than the value of 0.1% used by the ATSDR in its computations. As a result, the FDA paper assumed that nearly 8 times more aluminum can safely enter the bloodstream, and this led to authors incorrectly to conclude that aluminum exposure from vaccines was well below the safety limit. Incompetence or malice? I say malice. How about no aluminum? How about just don't take any of them? I mean, you know, these Romans that were drinking from like lead, from lead pipes and like lead, you know, glasses, they were going nuts. They were going mad because of the lead exposure. Keep these things out of your bodies, folks. Up on the break, back on the other side with more health and wellness.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Back to Health and Wellness Live. Just walked in the door. The previous segments were pre-recorded, and I was out at a little shindig. Just walked in the door, so hopefully we got some good callers that will want to get in on the conversation. I think we got Andy coming up. Do you have Andy in Texas?
Hey, Jeremy. Wow, what timing. I only caught the last couple of minutes of your show, and I was like, wait a minute. So now imagine a world that you live in where everybody believes everything that's going on around them. it's kind of a William Casey thing here where, you know, I think other people said it before this, but William Casey made it prominent in the alternative media that when everybody believes everything that we say is the truth, but it's a lie, we've done our job. And that's the same thing in the pharmaceutical. It's the exact same thing in the pharmaceutical. We got Rockefeller putting it together in like 1912 or whatever. He put his first little Harvard thing or whatever together, started a college for this pharmaceutical garbage, and they've been poisonous ever since. And the one thing that we can count on here is that they're trying to kill us, and they have been for several hundred years. And they've been doing it subtly, and now all of a sudden they realize subtlety is not killing enough people. So here we go with 9/11 gets us started, and now here we are in COVID-19, and we're about to be killed. And millions of us have taken that shot, and I'm not one of them. I say us, but I'm not one of them. But I was in the hospital during COVID, so I'm not sure if they gave me something because I do have some problems with my life at this particular point, but that's irregardless. The point of the matter is that everything and anything these people have been doing, people in charge, we never get somebody in charge that's going to change anything. We get people in charge that's going to keep it going. Just like if you go for this DeSantis guy in Florida, when you get him in there, okay, first and foremost, you have to understand he's Israel first. That's a very big whoops. And, you know, so, and he's much more of a globalist than we give him credit for. Just because he's standing up, they did the same thing with Trump, made him look like he was standing up for us, and he's going to be our apprentice and whatnot, and he's going to do the right thing. They're doing the same thing with DeSantis right now and giving us the, this is, it, look, they do the CIA BS throughout the world. They're always doing this CIA BS to take down other countries and stuff. You don't think they would do it here? This MK Ultra, this SSRI stuff, they're doing this to us right now, and they're taking us down. This is a CIA op. I don't know if it's straight out of CIA. There's probably several other groups besides the CIA. We like to call them the CIA, but okay. So here we are with this thing. There's nothing we can believe now. You look back in history, you find out that, you know, some of these people that were our founding fathers were crooks. They were Masons. They were Satan worshipers and stuff. And do we even know that's true? Do we know what we were told is true? Everything is a lie, Jeremy, and this is a very hard time to be alive right now. But the one thing we can all come together for is that if you look at everything in the perspective that you look at it in, it's depopulation. They want us gone because they figured out a new life form. It's called AI. And they want to be in charge of it. They want to sit there and have their little, they want to play video games instead of watching us do our own free will. They want to play video games and make people do what they want them to do. And they want to be in complete control, which is idiotic when it comes to the God factor, but it is reality where we're at. Right, Jeremy?
Yeah. I mean, traditionally, I guess CIA was to be doing overseas gay ops. And the FBI for, you know, in the country, you know, the FBI, I guess, was supposed to be handling criminal activities of, you know, gangster nature or child trafficking so they could go from state to state. But, of course, they've used that completely against us. And the CIA is just an excuse. It's a law enforcement of the federal government against their political enemies. Is basically what the FBI is all about. And I wouldn't doubt that the FBI and CIA are interchangeable. They're not supposed to be, but they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing anyway. And so, you know, you mentioned the pharmaceutical industry. You know, I mentioned in this Winter Watch article about aluminum and the vaccines that they purposefully, you know, messed up the numbers saying that, oh, this very little amount of aluminum, it's okay for you to ingest. But their numbers are skewed and on purpose. I think they're purposely poisoning us with these vaccines. And that's why in the last 30 years, you see this ramp up of children with autism and, you know, ADHD. You know, you also see more effeminate males in the younger generation. And that's due to a lot of the estrogen in the processed foods. Then you mentioned gay ops. I mean, that's my word for them. Those are operations that the government does that are totally gay and fake. You know, you got the Parkland school shooting, you know, Sandy Hook, Uvalde. I mean, I don't know if they were 100% crisis actors or if there was a real shooter. I tend to think there's a mix of both. Probably some kids got killed and maybe some were crisis actors. But the shooters themselves could very well have been a product of this, you know, the CIA's program of, you know, mental, you know, what do you call it? MK Ultra, where they started back in the 60s and used drugs to experiment on the population to try to get them to, you know, react when they, you know, later on in life, certain things trigger them. And SSRIs that are involved in, with these school shooters. And then as far as the shooting, what was it? Vegas? Was it close to Vegas where the dude went up in the hotel room and shot up a country music concert? I don't even know what that was about. We're to believe that this old man drug all these weapons up there undetected and was just, you know, that accurate. And I mean, as if he were special ops. I'm not buying any of that. You know, all that was for gun control. So you're right, Andy, like there's so much that's going on that's fake and gay. We don't know what's real and what's not. And it makes a person want to question everything.
And we should question everything. And that's the point right now. Again, William Casey, and he was in on, he was not just the FBI, head of FBI or whatnot, but he was probably part of Trilateral Commission or the CFR or whatever. He's part of the bigwigs. You notice everybody below the president has more power than the president. Have you ever noticed that? The Department of Justice has more power than the president. And they're appointed by the president. See, the entire situation with our chain of command is not being adhered to whatsoever at all. Now we're actually at war with Ukraine, and we were at war with Afghanistan. We were at war with Iraq. We were at war with Korea. We were at war with Vietnam. No declaration of war has ever been declared. So how in the hell do we get involved in a war? These people are not following the Constitution to save their lives or to save our lives. This is not about keeping us alive. These guys have an agenda, and they're playing it out very well right now. With this, wait a minute. Ukraine's been getting war with Russia since 2014. All of a sudden, when we put it on the news, now all of a sudden we're losing our oil and our food and our fertilizer and all this stuff. And they're blaming it on a country that's, you know, several thousand miles away, which has been going on for 8 years prior to them declaring all this. This is a big stage. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how people put this together. It's all a big stage. Putin's playing his part. Ukraine's playing their part. The NATO's playing their part. The United States playing their part. And this British pound falling down. It's just everything is collapsing. And could it all happen just because of COVID? Well, it could for the people who own their own businesses and stuff, because they want us to buy from corporations, because corporations have already poisoned our food and whatnot. So we can't get any fresh stuff from some people, even though many of these farms that are going down were already GMO crops and whatnot. But they still want them down because they don't want us to have any food. They're trying to kill us. And we're still going to football games, baseball games, basketball games, whatever kind of entertainment we can do, the fair, whatever it might be in your neighborhood. You're still going there when you really should be buying food, water, and get yourself set up for the future. But this is how naive we are in this country. This is how naive we are in the world. Look at Sri Lanka. They went after their parliament after their food crops failed for 2 years using organic fertilizer, which can't grow diddly squat in today's world for a manufactured process to make some damn money. They couldn't do it. And then after they found out that they're starving, they went and got their government. We still have months before we're starving, and we're not doing anything. Why? Because nobody knows anything about what's going on. And that damn TV has a lot to do with it.
I can't argue with you. I mean, things seem almost like a movie. It just doesn't seem real.
Idiocracy.
I would tend to push back a little bit. I think Putin is legitimately stepping out of line, and I think that's why the entire media and the Western world is coming down on him. But I have no doubt there's probably some, you know, I know there were some Jewish hooks in him, but he's gotten rid of a lot of the Jews there. But as far as your point of the president not being powerful, that's been proven. Victoria Nuland is the most powerful person in the world in regards to, you know, America's power, you know, And as far as the American Empire can exercise its power as head of the State Department, I mean, she's one of the more powerful than the president. And Merrick Garland is the most powerful person in the country of the United States, because at whim, he can say, hey, FBI, stop investigating child trafficking and go after these like fake white nationalist terrorists thing, which really are just patriotic Americans who voted for Trump and who don't want their country to go down the toilet. So there's a lot of power that the president's just a figurehead. And I mean, you look at Bush Jr. What an idiot. What an idiot. What's his IQ? Like 80 or something? And Obama, he's not much better. He was a little smarter. But no, the president doesn't have any power. So I'll agree with you there. And it does feel like that there's a lot of staged events. And I can't argue with you about Putin. I would just tend to think that he's stepping out of their bounds and they're coming down on him. But I don't want to argue with you.
Yeah, no argument. No, I'll just go one last thing. Remember, everybody's saying that Putin, we already heard it from Klaus Schwab's mouth, that Putin was a WEF, young, whatever. And then we got all this, I guess you would call it QAnon kind of stuff coming out saying, yeah, but he didn't graduate. He dropped out. And so we want to give him the benefit of the doubt. But So maybe he was given a role. I'm not trying to say I know this. I have no idea what's going on, but this just seems too prescribed. Everything is dropping. All he has to do is just stop. If he just stopped going against them, just stop, boom, this stuff ends. But no, they have to have a war going on. He's the one who could stop it, because you notice all the Ukrainian stuff and all the money that's been laundered over there, and how many times this guy has been seen by Pelosi, by Biden, by some of the actors and stuff who went over there and told him how great he was. It's been on TV. It's been on the late night shows and stuff. He's just becoming a celebrity, and he's getting his 10% or his 15% from all the money we send over there. This is a money laundering operation here. And most of the effing people that are getting killed over in Ukraine are being killed by Ukrainians. But they are killing the Russian people who live in Ukraine, which is like Crimea or whatever, all these. That's where he's bombing them at. And then they're blaming it on our TV, saying Russia did this. And they're still trying to sell the fact that Russia did the pipe bombs and stuff to kill off the gas and stuff. They don't have no incentive to do that. All they have to do is turn it off if they don't want them to have the gas. So why would they blow it up? It's obvious that NATO, a.k.a. the USA, did this stuff. Why are we being so naive to this stuff? They've done this stuff to other countries before, and now they're doing it to us, Jeremy.
Well, I want to get to another caller. Andy, your comments are always appreciated.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Got last caller of the night, Paul in California. Paul, welcome to the show.
Well, it's hard to follow that, Andy. A little bit of a buzzkill, because I actually had a musical, call. You know, there's been so much discussed, though, since you were playing all that great music in the first half hour, Jeremy. Sometimes I think you were like a child of the 70s with, your musical taste. I think that's the first time I've ever heard you play Rebel Rebel by David Bowie. And I can tell you that if you made a mixtape, in high school or college back in the late 70s or early 80s, which I did, and you put Rebel Rebel on there by David Bowie, people are going to dance. I remember one time in my fraternity, I made a dance party tape, and it was just, I think I maybe put one slow song, in the first hour or something, right? It had, Bad Company, Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way, The Eagles, I'm Already Gone. Bachman Turner Overdrive. It was just like any song that I ever heard that made me tap my feet or made me feel like getting up and dancing, I put on that tape. And I got to tell you, I remember when I heard the song tonight, Rebel Rebel, it just brought back memories of people basically having to leave the dance floor because they were so exhausted dancing one song after another that they just stayed on there. So I don't know. I just had a little reminiscent memory of that song earlier.
Yeah. I was born in 76, and I love the 80s. I remember it vividly. But in the 90s, I just thought the music was trash. I mean, you either had this grunge rock or you had like this hip hop stuff like MC Hammer. So my cousin, who was 10 years older than me, got me into some older music like the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac. But I had already heard Fleetwood Mac in the 80s. They had a lot of good hits, and I heard Don Henley, but I didn't know he was in this terrific band called the Eagles, and it just blew my mind. So that's how I got into the older stuff.
Yeah, I think we're skipping the music up. Oh, you gonna skip the break? Yeah.
Mike said we could skip it.
Okay, so I would just basically second pretty much everything Andy said as a rule. You know, it's hard to quibble with any of that. We are living in times where most people have no clue what's going on, and I see these people and I meet these people on a fairly regular basis. And, you know, at this point, there's nothing you can do. I mean, I saw a guy the other night in the supermarket, and it's just getting rare and rare, but you still see people holding on. In fact, I actually thought of that song, Don't Stop Believing, Hold On to That Feeling, because people are just holding on to this virus nonsense. And I saw this older guy was double mask, and it was really, they were just sucked tight onto his face. And, you know, maybe a year or so ago, I would have said something to him. I said, you know, sir, you know, this, that, and the other, but I don't pretty much anymore. I just kind of shrug my shoulders and just move on because, you know, people are locked into this emotional track that has been imposed on them, and they generally are not going to give it up. It's going to be hard for them. And, you know, you're absolutely correct about the vaccines and aluminum, and, you know, I'm going to send you the link. I don't know if you ever search term that that video, Are You Crooked? But I'm going to send it to you tonight or first thing tomorrow, so you got over the weekend to check it out. Can't watch it on your phone. It's got to be a desktop or a laptop. And that thing is so well done. It will take you to such another level with your overall understanding of, especially with the aluminum and vaccines. I mean, these people that are dropping dead, it can't be any other reason except that the oxygen, you know, the blood carrying the oxygen to the brain is somehow interrupted. The only other thing could possibly take place is it's shorting out the heart, because essentially graphene and graphene oxide has an affinity, being magnetic the way it is, it has an affinity to electrical activity. So it's Russian roulette. And just real quickly, I'll say I'm starting to look again for, I've been out of work for about 6-7 weeks now. I'm starting to, you know, go back and look again, and I'm going to go do security guard again. I did that for a while in the past, and, you know, it's a fairly easy paycheck for the most part. So I applied today at a fairly large company. I'm not going to name them, but they're international, all right? And one of the reasons I went to this company, there's so many to choose from, but they have a lot of corporate accounts, and I prefer, you know, a nice, clean corporate account. I don't want to do, like, retail or apartment complexes or any of those other things. Well, I spoke with this recruiter after I was doing my initial, you know, signing up on their computer, and I gave him my resume. And he told me, without asking me, he said, well, just so you know, Paul, if you're not vaccinated, that will pretty much exclude you from about 97% of the accounts we have. And I was literally dumbfounded. Now, this is Silicon Valley. They probably got a lot of nice, clean corporate accounts. And I said, really? I said, that's astounding. You sure you don't mean 80, 85, 90%? 97 is such a, you know, a specific number and so high. He goes, yeah, we got a few accounts, but I would say overwhelmingly, way over 90% of them, they require you to be vaccinated and or boosted to be on their site. So this is a corporate tyranny. The government can't do this. It can only do it with the corporations. So sooner or later, this whole structure is just going to have to fall, and we're going to have to help it.
Yeah, and it's like concerning, like, talking to people when you're out and about. It's like if people aren't woken up by now, I don't think they're going to be. Anybody that's taken the boosters, you know, I think they're too far gone. I mean, I know a handful of people that are older that said, man, I took that first shot and I was sicker than hell. And I just am like, I didn't go get another one, you know, but whatever they put in them, the damage is done. So I think the people that have woken up in the last 2 years are going to be the core of how we rebuild our society. They're going to be the core of the population. And the ones that are still wearing masks and taking jabs, they're just gone. I've written them off. I hate to be that way, but there's almost just no talking to them. As far as the vaccines, you know, born in 76 in a small town, I think I only had like two vaccines as a child. And as opposed to like the dozens that they give children now, Generation X, especially those in the countries, tend to be a lot healthier, closer to the health of the Amish, way less autism and ADHD cases. I mean, we didn't even know what that was in the 80s. So they're poisoning this next generation. What's it doing to their DNA? What's it doing to their children? You know?
Right. And I will just leave with this. I know we're coming in towards the end of the show here. For years, I've been telling people this just straight out. I said, no vaccine has ever conferred any immunity ever. And I haven't looked, but I've listened to and read and taken in a lot of people that claim to have looked, and I believe them. And as a matter of fact, I will further put a finer point on it. I say there are no controlled double-blind studies that show that any vaccine has ever conferred immunity to people. And I firmly believe that. And even if you come up to me and you say, no, Paul, that's not true, you know, I probably wouldn't believe those studies, because I've mentioned a book on the air before. It's called The Emperor's New Drugs. And it's he goes into, among many things he talks about, is what these companies are allowed to do under the FDA. They can pick and choose their data. Okay, if studies come up with conclusions they don't like, they don't have to include that study. They can actually eliminate some parts of a study if certain data points don't match up with what they're looking for. So the whole dirty, rotten business of studies and getting approval is so fixed and is so dependent upon money and grants that there's no fixing it. And at this point, you're correct in your assumption. We cannot believe anything they tell us, period.
Yeah. We're having to forge a whole new reality. What about George Washington jabbing soldiers with smallpox? That was Mike's question. I don't even know about smallpox. I mean, they were bleeding people back then, so I don't think they were practicing medicine very good anyway.
Edward Jenner was the one who was supposedly credited with, quote, you know, creating a vaccine for smallpox. But that whole scenario, when you research into it, and people have, and you can find those interviews and videos online, various places, and that was all full of fraud as well. And in fact, a couple of those early people, they killed. In fact, I think Edward Jenner killed his own son by, you know, trying out a vaccine on him. So,
wow.
I don't believe any of it.
Well, send me that link. I've got a laptop I can watch it on. Appreciate the call, Paul. We are at the end of the show. And
thank you.
Thanks, Andy, Mike. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned for V. And tomorrow morning, we've got Farron. Starting sharp at 8 o'clock. Y'all have a good weekend and stay classy.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.